It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
It's Valentine's Day week here on Catholic Radio Indy. You know what I think is a great idea? As we welcome you to Catholic Sports Weekly, I'm Will Hampton. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. But you know what I think would be a great week? Is take your wife or your sweetheart to Mass on Thursday on February 14th. That would be kind of neat. So if you're listening to the show on Friday, you're saying, darn it, I missed it. Or maybe you said, well, we did just that. So anyway, you have a good week. Enjoy yourself as we talk a little sports here. Pacer fans, are you believing this team? At the time of this recording, they've won 5 in a row. Now, they do play Monday night. And then this week, they're home both Wednesday and Friday. But they lose Victor Oladipo, and then they turn it on, and they're playing some really, really good basketball right now. If you're a Pacers fan, it's fun to watch this team because, you know, you didn't expect this, and you saw exactly what you kind of expected when Victor got hurt. He's out for the season, but, you know, they kind of fell in a little bit of a doldrums. When you lose your star, you're kind of like, oh, what are we going to do? They were lost for a second. But then Nate McMillan, their head coach, and the other team, they've done a really good job recovering from that. And now here they are back to third in the standings in the Eastern Conference. And you ask me, is there any team in the East that they should be afraid of? I say no. Is there any team in a playoff series that this Pacers team can't beat? No. So this is a team, even without Victor Oladipo, that is a real factor in the Eastern Conference. So we wish them the very best. And if you get a chance, go to Pacers.com. Go to a ball game. It's fun to watch games at the Indiana Pacers. College fans, Purdue fans, you're feeling pretty good about your team right now. You're ranked 15th in the nation. They're home Saturday against Penn State. They've won 8 straight at the time of this recording. And looks like Matt Painter's team, looks like they're going to be battling for the Big Ten title all season long. IU, not playing well. They're 13-11. They play at Minnesota Saturday. They will host Purdue next Tuesday. So IU fans, they think, okay, we're struggling. But maybe next week we can beat Purdue. If you're an IU fan, I'm sure that's what you're thinking. Butler, they're 14-10. They're 5-6 in the Big East. They're struggling a little bit this year. They host DePaul on Saturday. So basketball, it is the season. Hope you're enjoying yourself. And if you're a baseball fan, which I am, now is also the season. Because I know you're saying, well, you're crazy. It's snowy. It's icy. But it's never not baseball season when you're talking to Rob Barber. Rob, welcome. Good to have you on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Thanks, Will. Great to be on the show. I appreciate that.
Now, the pitchers and catchers, they're just around the corner, right? And that's what everybody says when it's time to, when the pitchers and catchers go south and go west, it's time for baseball, right?
Yeah, it is. And even for us, you know, we move it back a little bit further because we have we start in early January with the American Baseball Coaches meeting, and it was down in Dallas. And then you follow up with the Indiana High School Baseball Coaches meeting, and so it just sort of that drumbeat gets a little bit louder with each one. And certainly, Major League, when you turn on the TV and you're seeing Arizona and Florida, definitely get you going.
Yeah, we're talking with Rob Barber, longtime U.S. Athletic founder, coach, mentor, name it what it is, one of the great catchers of all time, right? Rob, can I tell you that? Can I say you're one of the great catchers of all time?
you can say that, Will.
But now you're doing something entirely different, and that's why we're talking to you today. There's a thing that you're putting together here locally that is a national organization, I think based in Washington, D.C., am I correct, called The Base. And thebase.org is the website, thebase, thebase.org, thebase.org. Now, you're going to have to enlighten our listeners. What on earth is The Base?
Well, The Base is an urban program that started really, you'd say, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. There was a gentleman in Boston where they're based, that had coached the
Boston
team and was working with the Boston Foundation, and someone challenged him. He was doing a gang intervention program, and he grew up in a really tough area of Boston, and so he started this program 5 years ago, I ran into him about 3 years ago. He's got kids that are have had really, a lot of them when I first met him had come out of gang situations, a lot of black and Latino kids. But there was an energy about the way they played and a camaraderie and 18 kids. And so when I met Robert on that field in a local tournament, I just stopped and took notice about what they were doing. And then he told me that all of these kids are going to go to college for free on base scholarships. All these kids, it doesn't cost them anything to play on this team, to be a part of this program, but they have to earn their spot. And they got to show up. They got to do the classroom work, the life skills development, that, and they're accountable for that. And so that struck me, and that started the journey.
Yeah, I saw where you gave me some opportunity to kind of do some research, and I appreciate your notes on this. But you said the base is more of a methodology and a movement than really any team. And it starts with the student's passion. And sure, they got to love the sport. They got to love the activity, baseball and some softball. But it's really about the class training and trying to get these kids ready to go to college or to some sort of advanced trade program. And that's what you look for. You look for kids, like you said, that maybe haven't had the world's greatest blessings. They're kind of in a tough situation. Family life might be rough. Their school life might be worse than that. But this system, so to speak, the base, is designed to make their life better, to give them opportunity, a hand up, not a hand out, right?
Yeah, that's very well put, Will. That's exactly right. And it is. It's connecting. Just so happens that in the world, you know, that you and I connected initially because of, you know, our love for baseball, and that is a passion point that we connect with the kids. And in you know, a young lady's case, it's softball. But it, relative just to that sport, it is a game that has really left a lot of folks behind. You know, I was a part of that system, which it's not a bad system at all. Where you've got private instruction, where you've got, you know, travel teams, you've got bats, gloves, all of the things that go along with that to be competitive. And, of course, to play baseball or softball, you know, you have to have a lot of reps. You have to have some good instruction because there's such a high failure rate built in. And so we saw this, you know, as an opportunity, you know, to reach out to a different group of kids that maybe didn't have those same opportunities. You know, your kids, my kids, they probably – you know, from the day they were born all the way through, knew they were going to college. Mm-hmm. They just didn't know where. So that was a reasonably small step up for them. We have a lot of kids there that don't even know where they're going next year to school, don't even know they're going to high school. And so I ran into one last summer that I stopped in down in the urban part of Indianapolis and walked up to the fence, and he looked at me and said, "What do you want?" And I said, "That's a good question. I said, I want to know if you play baseball." And he said, "Tell me you have a baseball. I'll knock it over that school." And I said, "So happens I do." But as I talked to him and I learned a little bit more about Damari, you know, he told me that, and I asked him about where he was going to, thought he was going to go to high school, and just a blank look came over his face. And just sort of, he said, "You mean like Purdue?" And I said, "Purdue would be a great place to go to school." I said, "But maybe high school." And I could just tell him, so we stopped. But I could tell that he didn't think that far ahead. The expectations for him weren't really high. And so that's one of the things we're going to do is change Damari's mindset, his family's mindset, the community's mindset about that is an opportunity for him. And that we feel like there is a large, you know, there's a lot of talent down there in the city that is just overlooked. It's caught in a cycle. And we want to go in and be a part of breaking that and providing some opportunity for those young people.
Now, you guys have events that are called the Classics. And they're all around the area, like Boston, Pittsburgh, Chicago, New York, and Indianapolis. July 8th through the 10th. Tell me about the classic that's coming to Indianapolis in July.
Yeah, so our classics are in the cities, which there are clubhouses or locations at this point. But it seems to be a growing lot of energy because people come, the teams come, urban teams mainly, not exclusively, but mainly come from around the country. So last year in Boston, they're from Los Angeles, New York. They only have to get there, and sometimes we can help them get there. But once they're there, we pay for everything. It doesn't cost the team anything to be in the tournament. We put them in a college dorm. And this year is going to be the first year for Indianapolis. So we're going to, you know, find a college partner that would work with us. We'll raise the funds to be able to support them. All the teams stay together in a dorm, which is kind of like the Little League Central Region, you know, has done for years. Mm-hmm. We feed them, give them a culture experience. They play games against each other. We also have a college fair. We have a career seminar where we'll bring in some professionals, maybe some folks from the NCAA or from different fields of kids that define that there's a different path into sports other than just as an athlete and other paths, so they can understand that, you know, they could get a job and have a career at Salesforce or a broadcasting career, or, you know, be a teacher or a coach. And so we want to use that as an opportunity to bring them together, for them to see people that are, you know, in the same situations and life skills, to grow their mindsets, and to expose a couple of folks, you know, a team or two from the area that is maybe a suburban team, to bring them in as well and help change and shift their mindsets about the young people in those situations.
Well, Rob Barber with thebase.org. The Base is a 501c3. Audited returns, assessment posted online. So it's legit. It is big time. And I imagine, like you said, with the one story of the kid standing at the fence, you're starting to see, and I'm sure you've met, a lot of these kids that are benefiting from this, and they're getting a chance. Their chance to go to college or have a trade. I'm sure for you, that's why you're doing this, is to try to help these kids. And the stories, I'm sure, are endless as far as the people you've been able to help, or the Base has been able to help. I know you're just really getting started in it. But what triggers your heartstrings to want to do this?
Love. You know, I think that, you know, I love kids, I love people, I love relationship, I love friends, you know. And so, and that's the connection that brought, you know, your family, your boys, and yourself. And you go, and I love that. All, you know, the relationships that it built, and the success of the kids, not just from baseball, but from life and a lot of the places that they've gone on. Most of them have gone on and succeeded, is exciting and remarkable. And so after 25 years of, you know, investing my energy there, there seems to be, you know, a community in baseball around here that has filled a lot of those niches, and there's a lot of kids that are getting those opportunities, except in the city. And so that's a place where I feel like I'm uniquely equipped. Robert had asked me to lead this initiative here in Indianapolis after going out there for several years. The first year my wife and I went to Boston, and he said, I want you to come early to this event we've got. And he said, hey, Rob, Nicole, I want you to meet Pedro Martinez. Mm. You know, and then we had met the governor of Massachusetts. Steve Epstein's around. I talked to Peter Gammons. We've had just lots of great, unbelievable, impressive folks that have bought in and are all about supporting this cause and helping us here. Because Indianapolis, of course, we hear that sometimes. Indianapolis isn't Boston or isn't Chicago. We don't have the Cubs and that. But we've got, I think we're a major league city just without a major league baseball team.
Yeah.
And I think the Indianapolis Indians are a class act, and they've been completely supportive. And so that's what drives me, are the relationships and the friendships that I've developed over the years, and been able to draw on those, and the people that, like yourself, that have, you know, been good friends, have rolled up their sleeves and said, how can we help too? And we understand that, and we like that. So that's my motive.
Again, we're talking with Rob Barber, thebase.org. We're going to take a break. We'll continue with more with Rob Barber right after this timeout on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and also ElamUSA.com. Let's welcome back Rob Barber from thebase.org. Coach, this is, we've talked a lot about it. But we're going to try to maybe get Robert Lewis, the founder, on, but he's busy, he's in meetings. But tell me a little story about Robert Lewis. What drives him, and what is, you know, what is the mission behind all this, behind in the eyes of Robert Lewis?
That's a great question. Robert, my father aside, is the most singularly focused leader I've ever been around. He is a prominent person in the community in Boston. Matter of fact, when I met him on the field and he was a coach, I came back and had Googled him, and I was like, I don't know, something's about this team. I want to find out about this program. And it Boston Magazine had popped up, and it had him as one of the most influential people in Boston, the 27th most influential person in Boston. And so I came back, and I just was blown away. And I wasn't supposed to see him again, but in a strange fate, you know, the way that it happens, of course, in baseball in the summer, rains came, skies reset, the schedule was redone, and all of a sudden the next morning, he was back at my field with his kids. And so I got to meet him. I got to see how passionate he is in working with the kids. He doesn't really have, I mean, other than coaching, he has a football background. His brother played for the Patriots. And so he was, that's his sports background. But he happened to coach a group of 13-year-olds when he was 18 that he worked with. And that sort of started the Boston Astros. But Robert's work with the Boston Foundation, the Gang Intervention Program in Boston, and helping kids at that point, and one of the funders with the Boston Foundation helped underwrite his start and said, you know, you're wasting your life, Robert. You need to be investing it fully in these kids. And so he has done that. And to his credit, not only has the kids sell themselves, the kids, and that's not a good way to phrase it, but the kids do. You go in and you meet them and you're sold on the program, on Robert Lewis, because of the way that these kids handle themselves, even though they have earrings and necklaces and tattoos. But the way they interact and the things they accomplish, even now, some of the kids have graduated from college. And I went back in August, and there was a big check. They're normally the ones that are signed for, you know, $100,000 to present to someone, and it was for $50. And I knew there was something special about it, and, of course, asking a few questions around. Well, it was one of the kids in the program, his first check after he graduated from college, got a job in real estate. He cut a $50 check back to the base. And I thought, that is breaking the cycle.
Yeah,
because those kids are coming back. They're engaging. They're coaching. They're being a part of the community. They're achieving. The community recognized that and see the success of that. And that's why you have somebody as prominent as, you know, Governor Charlie Baker. You have somebody as prominent as Theo Epstein. That and lots of Sam Kennedy, the president of the Red Sox. I was at an event last weekend with Peter Gammons, so have met and spoke to matter of fact, was on MLB Network last week going on and on about the base and said the base is coming to Indianapolis. And so it's, I think you get that sort of credibility because of the leadership of someone like Robert, who is so passionate and so all in and focused about helping the kids. And the kids know it, the kids see it. There's constantly, it's hugs, lots of hugs, telling people that you love them. In Boston with these kind of kids, and so they get an identity and acceptance and being part of a family that for some of them is, you know, the first time, and the change is really remarkable. And so we hope to bring that methodology, that sort of culture here.
How can people help you in the Indianapolis area? How can people get involved in thebase.org? I know financially, you know, any kind of support helps there, but how can people get involved?
Yeah, that's a great question, Will. I think there's a few ways that, you know, as they say in the not-for-profit community, no money, no mission. So that support is important. The 24th of April, we're going to have a reception where Robert will be in, a fundraising event down at Strata's headquarters down on the Circle. Their supporters are the Indianapolis Indians. But we've got a lot of folks that can help in other ways, whether it's giving some time, raising money in different ways, whether it's helping us strategically solve some of the things, find you know, the colleges, help with some of the scheduling, some of the logistics, the facilities. So we really have a range of needs. And so and I found that we've had, I guess, a great community that so far in the 9 months or so as part of that, that can help us, you know, address and solve different problems that you face while you're dealing with situations that sometimes are almost social services and our guidance counselors in trying to wade through that. So it does truly take a village, or in our case, a team or organization to be able to provide the level of support to the kids. Because rather than have, you know, 3,000 kids that were just barely, you know, providing opportunity, but maybe just not really making changes, we condense that down. And so most of the kids that were really impacting our junior high, but especially high school, and in Indianapolis, that's going to be pretty much Marion County schools, specifically IPS, mm-hmm. even more. And so,
do they find you, or do you go out and recruit?
A little bit of both. Yeah. You know, a little bit of both. It's been some of the relationships that I've had that I have reached out to and set up and had lunches with folks, and some of the people that we sent some things out on social media, or as this kind of as this came out the change that I was making from US Athletic to the base, that's, you know, several people that contacted us and then had some reception. So telling the story, knowing what we're doing, is a big part of it, because there are people that see needs and opportunities and go, you know, I need to call Rob or connect Rob on that. So, and they're certainly always welcome to call or email me. And our local website for now is thebaseindy.org. It has videos up there, but 3 or 4 videos that are very, very good and give a deeper explanation of what the base is.
Good. Okay, and, so the base indy, the base, BASE, then INDY.org. TheBaseIndy.org. Okay, well, we got to go. Let's continue this conversation at a later date. And best of luck, and God bless you, Rob Barber, for making this happen.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate that. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, we're taking a break. Back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and 21ology.com. Well, at this point in the show, typically we've been doing an Exodus 90 update. I'm going through it this year, and we are into week 4, and it's my pleasure to welcome Fred McLean from, he's at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And Fred is an Exodus 90 veteran here to help us all out on, okay, week 4. What is week 4 all about? What are our hurdles this week that we're overcoming?
Well, typically you're getting to the point of trying to find ways to make everything work that you're doing. And so I think most people have gotten through the part about the asceticism and getting rid of a few things. Now it's picking up the time for Holy Hour. And so, you know, what I did when I was going through it is that I found that in the evenings, when I would normally go through social media or go into watching some television or a sports, I would have an hour at least of time that I could pray and read. That's typically what I did, is that there's always that time in the evening that you would normally do something else, that you can find time then to do your praying and your reading. I think some guys try to do it in the morning, get up early and go in the morning. Some guys are morning guys. I wasn't. I'm more of a night guy. And so that's when I found my quiet time, when everybody's in bed asleep and doing their own thing. And my wife is a big reader of the Bible and of Scripture, and so we kind of did it together sometimes. And that actually brought us closer together by doing that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people have that experience with their spouse, and I have too. I was talking with Fred McLean, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and we've been given Exodus 90 updates here. And why do you think, what is Exodus 90 to you, and why is it important for people to do this for 90 days?
Well, coming out the other side of it, day 91, your life has changed for the better dramatically. If you've really gone through it with your heart and doing everything you're supposed to do, and you come out with five or six best friends for the rest of your life, you come out with a renewed sense of family, a renewed sense of God and what He means in your life. And truly, some people, like myself, become an evangelist of it, of the Lord, the Word of the Lord, as well as the Exodus 90 program. And so it's incredible when you bring other guys like Will Hampton to the fold.
Yeah, thank you. And, you did. You're the one that first told me about Exodus 90. It's true.
And so I have a bunch of brothers out there now that I didn't have before. And because we have this worldwide network now of men and women now who have gone through it. It started as a men's program, but now the wives pick it up and do it on their own, which is really cool. But there's this worldwide network that you have on the other side of this that I've run into people in Italy that have gone through the program, actually was a priest. And so the commonality of men joining together and knowing, and I just was talking this morning to a young man who is a minister. He's an ordained minister. He's a Protestant, and he wants to see the program, and I want to help him run it through it. And so, you know, wherever you're at, you have the opportunity to talk about the Lord. It gives you a platform to move on. So I don't watch the news anymore.
Yeah.
So I kind of love that part of it.
Yep. I listen to Catholic Radio Indy here. I've had a show for 2 years, but I'm really rediscovering it because it's all I can listen to. I'm on the program, I'm listening to Catholic Radio Indy, and that's a big, big resource, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. I have my app now for Catholic Radio, and I listen to it all the time now, which I never even knew existed, to tell you the truth, before, which is fad, but true for me. And so you do start different habits, and you start going different ways, and so it does change your life, and it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy when you're going through it, because nobody wants to do something they don't want to do or haven't done, and so it's new to them, and so it's difficult at times for people to make it all the way through.
Yeah.
But I encourage you to keep take one step at a time, one day at a time.
All right. Well, that's what I'm trying.
Little things every day, Will. You can do it.
Now, and so can all of our brothers and sisters that are doing it right now. Thank you, Fred.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck, everyone.
All right. And that'll close this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.